from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Immunization clinics are social media. The Medical Officer of Health for the Porcupine Health Unit has declared zero tolerance to aggressive, inappropriate behavior or comments. Dr. Leanne Catton says in-clinic incidents have been reported the past couple months, escalating recently.
We do expect to have a safe environment and ensure the safety and privacy of everyone at clinics. The staff, the volunteers, the immunizers, the families going to be immunized as well.
Commenting on PHU's social media posts has been suspended. Catton says important healthy dialogue will continue with individuals who send their messages through the appropriate channels. Four new cases of COVID-19 have been added to the PHU's total, raising it to 2,220 since the arrival of the pandemic. Two of those are new cases along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, one in Timmins, and one somewhere between Hearst and Horn Payne. Across the province today, fewer than 400 new cases for the second consecutive day at 358. Four more deaths are reported. Several unlucky stars lined up to make the Every Child Matters crosswalk in downtown Timmins look years old instead of less than a month. A lot of the orange and white paint has already worn off. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell says it's because the bricks were wet when they were painted, and the hot weather needed to cure the paint didn't materialize soon enough. On the other hand, the rainbow crosswalk across the intersection of Pine and Third still looks good.
It was painted in June when we could cure paint at 28 degrees. Remember that day? It was beautiful, hot, sunny, and we had a good couple of days to cure the paint.
The Every Child Matters crosswalk, which was dedicated on September 30th, National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, will be repainted when hot weather arrives in 2022. Finally, this afternoon, many of us are being forced further into debt by the rising cost of living, coupled with the COVID-19 pandemic. The BDO Affordability Index finds many Canadians' quality of life is diminishing further due to expenses piling up. The survey finds 43% of Canadians added to their existing bills because of the pandemic, up 4 percentage points compared to last year. 26% say they incurred at least one new type of debt, with 70% saying the new debt has made their standard of living worse. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.